wait for signal.
Oh yeah, you just have to wait a second.
You should be good.
Okay. Can I hit record now, or is it going? You hit it for me? Is it recording?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, so first off, I just want to, you know, go into a little bit of the history here. What was it like growing up LGBTQ+ here in Louisiana?
Well, it was not easy. I was 17 years old when it happened, so it had not been easy getting picked at, getting bullied, being called names, being called gay, and it really was not fun at all.
I feel really, you know, sorry for that, but I want to know. Let's look at the upsides, right?
Yeah.
Some of the best parts of being.
Oh man, the best part is going to a gay bar, hanging out with gay friends. I don't know if y'all know the website called Grinder. Getting on Grinder is one of my best tags in Lafayette.
Yeah, wow, that's really good. I'm curious about, you know, the terminology of pride itself. What does that mean to you specifically?
Well, the word pride is be yourself. Don't matter who, no matter what you are, you're yourself. And that's all matters.
And do you feel like that's important here in Louisiana?
That's right. Very important in Louisiana for people, because folks don't realize that gay folks is just they don't get an opportunity to be recognized. They walk down the street with pants, walk down the street with a man holding a man's hand. They get judged, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, moving forward, do you feel like you've seen a difference in the way that the LGBT?
Absolutely.
Have been treated versus they were in the past.
No, absolutely not. No, have not been treated. They have been treated wrongly. Has been really been treated really wrong. And of course, I'm running for office, by the way, parish council for this area right here. And that's my main support, is the LTG. I support the LTG 100%.
What about the way that they live their lives now versus the way that they did before? Have you seen a difference?
I have seen people. I have seen people get bullied the way they dress. I seen people, look at that gay punk walking down the street. Or look at that gay woman walk down the street. Listen, my sister's gay. My sister gonna go with a woman, and we get teased all the time about it. And enough is enough. And I hate when folks tease other people.
Yeah.
And then they try to throw the Bible at you and say, well, the Bible says this and the Bible says that. Man, go somewhere with that. God made everybody.
Amen, brother. And you know, my biggest thing is when we're talking about, you know, being beat down, being treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
let's take a look at, you know, the recent political
things
that have been done. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
You know, everything from book bans to sports, just I want to know your take on it.
My God, when I turn the TV on, they're banning people for... They're banning LTG people. They're banning people for women for being sports? Really? Come on. Our president, which I really love, our president, President Biden, threw a LTG party up into the White House, and which he supported the LTG 100%. Donald Trump did not support LTG for some reason, and that's wrong.
I want to know if you could maybe share some of your experiences about queer spaces here in Lafayette specifically. You know,
well,
have you found any, and what has that been like?
Well, the mayor, one, has supported LTG. You have a couple other people that support LTG, but I support it 100%. I think this is a great, great event. I think it's a great, great time to come out. I didn't know nothing about it until I got on the website. And I was on my way to another event, and I walked and said, let me walk out here and see what's going on. And I decided to stop by here and support the LTG.
Well, I'm glad you stumbled upon it, man. I'm really curious about... No, go ahead.
Because I'm LTG.
Yeah.
And I get teased all the time. And, well, look at this one going to LTG. We're not going to vote for you. We're not going to support you. Oh, well, that's who I am.
Yeah. I love that. I love that, you know, loving yourself and your true identity. But I'm really curious about, you know, when you look at schools, right? Have you noticed any support
No.
in educational institutions?
No, no school. The school board members, none of them. Everybody is against LTG, which is just terrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm really curious about, you know, you talk a lot about making change. What are some of your hopes for the future moving forward for the LGBT?
Well, you know, when I get elected for parish councilman, I'll meet with the LGBT president. We'll have more parades. We won't have parades once a month. We'll have parades every month. Every month is a holiday for LTG, and I'll make sure we have parades. I'll make sure we have events. I'll make sure if you're a woman, will not get treated bad. I'll make sure if you're a man with a man, won't get treated bad. That's my role when I run for parish councilman for District 5.